Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You're listening to your world Wednesday. Today's Thursday. The time is now 9:09. And the date is the 9th day of November 2017. The Jewish day today is the 20th of Maheshvan 5778. My name is Rob Rosen with me in studio, Peter, our movie whisperer. Our own blogger and South Africa's best movie critic is also an award-winning journalist for his long-standing support of the art.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Are you fantastic?
Yeah, last night I went to see Cat Stevens, and one of my favorite artists.
Me too.
And I must say, it was just amazing. It was a great show.
Is it?
It was.
Not disappointing.
No, he wasn't disappointed. I wasn't disappointed with the crowd.
Well, was it a young crowd?
It was an older crowd. It was an older crowd. But a lot of people seemed to go away to get drunk. And that's how that were serving alcohol, and guys were doing their own thing, you know, talking and carrying on. And you know, these are the sort of concerts you've got to listen to, because you've got to listen to his words, and they're very true and they mean something, and he's that sort of artist.
I think it's amazing. I grew up on his music. Cat Stevens. Who didn't know Cat Stevens? We were sitting, I remember the Dark Knights, sitting and playing his music. His guitar music is amazing. The whole thing around him is amazing. And it's actually amazing because later today, we're going to speak to Tommy Feldman. He's the director of Showtime Management, which I believe you went to see in, that's the place in Monte Casino you went, isn't it?
No, it wasn't at Monte Casino.
What was
it? Ticket Pro Dome.
Oh, okay.
North Riding. I've known Tony for many years. I've known his mother, Hazel Feldman, from the days of Sun International.
Oh, okay.
Sun City.
All right.
So it should be an interesting talk.
Yeah, so basically, we're going to interview Tony Feldman at 9:30. We unfortunately won't be able to come and make it to the studio. We're going to telephone interview him. He's the director of Showtime Management from 2001 till now. 16 years, huh? Mm-hmm. What a while. So originally founded by Hazel Feldman, like you say, and now with a son and partner, Tony, Showtime Management is set the benchmark for the presentation of quality international standard shows and events, many of which were being presented throughout South Africa, Asia, Europe, and Las Vegas. Las Vegas too, believe it or not. So presently they have Yusuf Cat Stevens on one that's actually... Is that only the one show there?
No, he did a show last night. He's going to do another show tonight. Then he's off to Cape Town. Kirsten Bosch is doing a show. He's doing a show at the conference center, the ICC conference center in Durban. And then he's off to Australia to do concerts in Australia from the 22nd.
We don't care about Australia.
He's a busy guy.
We don't care about Australia. So then we've got... So what did it bring? Well, the past show was Chicago, which was a great show. Disney on Ice, Dirty Dancing, Jersey Boys, Dream Girls, Annie, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So basically, quite a bit of things this guy's done. So we're going to, please stay tuned. We're gonna speak to him at 9:30. What do we have more today? So we've got our producer, Maligai Pillay.
Hi, Maligai.
Hi, Maligai. Then we got to speak today to Michael Abramovich. He's the owner and the founder of the Michael Auctioneers. I know him, he's a personal friend of mine for the last, I don't know how many years. And for my opinion, he's the most knowledgeable auctioneer when it comes to art and carpets and whatever. Actually, he's one of the most knowledgeable persons I know too. With us, Moshe Starograd is, how are you, Moshe?
Fine, and you?
A little bit scratchy, my throat, a little bit scratchy this morning, I don't know why, but otherwise, I'm all right. Talking too much,
yep.
As long as I'm talking good things and not bad things, I'm all right. So, please like us on Facebook, sponsor us on 101.9. There will be a lot of news and specials, and we're going to start squeezing for tickets and tickets and tickets. So we're going to have a lot of tickets giveaways. We still got the competition going, and whoever wants to see the movie
Daddy's Home 2.
Yeah.
And that is being shown on the 15th of November at Sandton City.
In Sandton City.
You can enter the competition by naming two of the stars of the show. All I have to do is SMS their name And what can happen is, if they're a winner, they will go to the preview and they will give their names. There'll be someone sitting there with a list of names, and I'll say, my name is so-and-so, I won this on Chai FM, and I'll be allowed in to see this movie.
There you go. So it's quite simple to win the tickets. Just my name, two of us, with SMS, we will call you, get your names, we will give your names. It's actually, it's two tickets each, so you can go with your friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Can you go with his other girlfriend?
You can do whatever you like.
Can you? All right, you can go with your other girlfriend.
Doesn't cause a disturbance.
Or she.
You know what the beauty is? If with Google today, you can just Google the movie and see exactly who's in it and what it's all about.
In
your day, you couldn't. But today, it's so easy.
You know, I actually want to talk today about the silly season a little bit, what's happening, because we are really, really just now in December, believe it or not. We're already the 9th of November. This year just passed.
Isn't that great?
I don't know, it's great. I'm just getting older.
You're not getting older.
No, I don't care about the world. I'm getting older. I mean, you didn't care about you?
No, it's fine.
Do you remember Hedy Lamarr? I'm sure you do.
Hedy Lamarr.
I mean, she died in the year 2000. She used to be a movie. How beautiful was she?
She was beautiful. And the camera loved her. You know, if you see all the old movies that she's in, a lot of black and white movies.
It was only black and white.
Yes. They hadn't invented color yet, eh? Gosh, we've come a long way.
So, we're going to just listen to a nice little song, and then later we're going to carry on with our program. So right now, I just want to, you know, it's actually quite a short song, I must say. No one will say no to this song. So, the time is now 9:21. Thank you for staying with us. Our new studio numbers are 010-140-3020. You can SMS us 34519. You can also, it will cost you $1.50, you can also WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. And we've got Peter.
Yeah, I was going to say that you played the Beatles number, Yusuf Cat Stevens. Also loved the Beatles. He played several Beatles numbers last night in the show. He played a medley of Beatles songs. He played Here Comes the Sun. And he said that he didn't want to crib songs. He didn't want to learn lyrics, and he didn't want to learn how to play the various songs and chord structure. So he decided to write his own songs. And that's when he wrote his first big hit, Matthew and Son.
Father and Son.
No, Matthew and Son. That was his first big hit. He did another one called
Father and Son.
Yeah, that was also great. That was later in the show. And he did Morning is Broken and...
songs are you? Yeah, go for
it. Right, so I've got a Pick and Pay. Hyper Norwood has the following specials. Valid till the 19th of November 2017. There's Hewlett's 2.5 kilograms of white sugar. It's R30.90 each. You save R9. Then there's Speco long grain parboiled rice. It's R19 each and save R7. Then there's also P&P, 2-litre fresh milk, assorted, R21.99 each. Then there's Ariel, auto washing powder, assorted, 2 kilograms, liquid detergent, 1.5 litres, or capsules, 15. That's equal to R45 each, so you're going to save R19. And you buy 5 all-gold 700 millilitres of tomato sauce for only R100. So visit their store for more than R100 deals. Buy all 3 for R65 and you save R10. Pick and Pay 2 kilogram onions, there's 2 kilograms washed potatoes, and there's 1 kilogram English tomatoes. So visit Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood for much, much more in-store specials.
And we've got another lucky winner. You send us for 2 names, and we will call you and confirm where you pick up your tickets. Thank you so much for Daddy's Home. Please keep them coming. We've got another 3 tickets to give. 3 pairs to give.
3 pairs.
So go for it, guys. We hear with Michael from Michael Auctioneers, the owner of Michael's Auctioneers, and he's joined forces with us at Cash In, and we did a few auctions. And what's happening, Michael?
Well, I must say it's quite a pleasure for me to join Cash In, a place with a very sweet vibe, a place which you find you are on a big treasury fund. I'm in the business for the last 52 years.
I mean, you're only 51. I mean, what?
It's a story.
Working locally and internationally. And for us to do auction, it's one thing. To get stock for the auction, it's a difficult thing. And at Roy, at Cash In, we find a big variety of goods, over 12,000 of items, all very, very valuable items. At the auction, when we do the auction, we not only auctioning, we also explain about the people. We give a nice explanation, especially when it's coming to art, jewelry, when it's coming to painting, to Persian carpets. People are doing fantastic buys there. The way I see it, it's the value of what people pay for it is between 8 to 14% of the value of the item. In my opinion, it's one of the places if you wish to get a nice investment, a nice piece of art.
Lately we sold carpets there that I thought you gave them away. To be honest with you, I mean, 90,000 rands carpet were gone for like 17,000 rands.
Well, I must say,
if it wasn't
say,
my money, it would kill me.
Well, I must say, the value of an item is the price you can get. I try my best, and I try my best. As it happened, Roy Cash In, they got big variety of goods. They have to turn it, and I'm trying my best. Of course, any item, once I got more than one bid, gets sold, irrelevant the cost of the item.
So there's no reserve? No reserve on the item?
No reserve whatsoever when you auction.
So it's actually amazing. I mean, you see people come there, and they don't even think about buying something. Then they buy something and say, you know what, it's the best buy I ever done, just for being and coming there and just have a look at the whole happening. We were buying, we were having fun, having drinks, and it was a great time. So please just put your ears down to our next auction. The time is now 9:26, and I think just now we're going to have a telephone call, but you're going to let me know. So maybe before we're going to have the call, I just want to break because we had a little bit of a slow song, but before we're going to have a call, I just want to say that we are getting really to the end of, you know, a few weeks before the end of the year. And I'm talking about the silly season that is making all of us crazy. So I recommend, do not take a chance. Make sure you are very vigilant. Make sure that your valuables are locked in a safe away from home. And listen carefully to what I say. A safe away from home. Because, you know, those, I don't know how you call them.
Visitors.
That's another way of calling them. So those visitors, when they come to you, they say, the first thing they'll tell you is, open the safe. And then you're going to play surprise. I don't have a safe. But don't worry, the maid or the garden boy already told them that you have a safe. So go open the safe. Make sure in this safe you got only documents or your IDs or whatever. Real safe must be not at home, guys. Please do not keep your valuables at home, otherwise you're going to be crying. Don't be outrageous with your stuff when you make sure you enjoy your wealth at home alone. When no one is listening, no one is looking. So if you got a Rolex, you can wear it alone at home. Make sure no one knows about it.
I keep my valuables at home. She's my wife.
All right. If somebody else steals them, they steal. So what? Sorry, it wasn't me. Yeah. So basically, try not to wear a Rolex, because I'm not sure if the police caught the Rolex gang that we're talking
they
about.
They did, actually. They caught members of the Rolex
all right,
gang.
All right. I'm sure there's a lot of Rolex gangs.
Yeah, well, members broke out and formed their own gang, you see, because it was a very profitable business.
It's actually, you know what, I don't know. There's, I mean, for my opinion, and my opinion is not great, but for my opinion, I think we are living in gangster's paradise, whether you like it or not. And this is just to
remind us,
if you remember Coolio's song. I don't like disturbing this song, but we've got our call, and call is waiting on the line, so let's speak to him. Hi, it's Roy speaking.
Hi,
Roy. How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, my man.
So, We've got Peter Feldman here, and he's
not Peter Feldman. Sorry, Tony Feldman.
No, but you've got Peter Feldman in the studio talking to Tony Feldman.
Ah, Mr. Peter Feldman, nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you. I've just been talking about Cat Stevens, whom I saw last night, telling them how much I enjoyed the show, how well it was presented, and I did make a remark about the crowd and the drinking, but that's by and by. But Roy's got a few questions to ask you.
Did you meet, first of all, did you meet Cat Stevens?
Yes, I have.
And?
I met him. He's a lovely, charming man.
Is he? He's been my idol for many, many years till he changed his religion. But you know what? He's such an amazing guy, and we had. I just want to ask you: is there any shows you were involved in producing or help bringing them to South Africa?
Yeah, I brought in. Well, Showtime Management's a company that's been going on for close on 30-odd years. And over the years, we've produced and brought in a variety of music, theatre, comedy, and comedy shows. So I think from a theatre perspective, we've produced and presented on stage and also toured to Asian countries, shows like Chicago, Beauty and the Beast, Jersey Boys, Dream Girls, and recently, most recently, we did Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah, you did also Annie, Disney on Ice, yeah.
Yeah, Disney on Ice is a family show that we bring in annually from, that's a touring show that is produced in the U.S., and we get, every year we produce a different take on Disney on Ice.
Tony, I want to ask you something. With the rand-dollar exchange going up, is it becoming more and more expensive to bring these shows to South Africa? And how do you view it now, you know, with things happening around the world?
Completely, Peter. I mean, it hurts our bottom line. And international artists and international producers aren't really interested in our financial woes. So it does become more difficult. You've got to structure the deals differently. At the end of the day, it's a business that we need to see whether, you know, a certain act or a certain show makes sense and whether there's any margins in it. But, it's our business, so we're going to continue bringing in international talent. That's what we have to do.
That's good news.
Is there something, some show that you can say that like makes you really proud of presenting or bringing to South Africa?
Yeah, I mean, most of the theatre shows we do, I'm proud of. The international artists are great to present an Eminem or to present a Cat Stevens or
Forgot to mention that you brought an Eminem. Sorry.
Yeah. So to present those shows is fantastic, you know. But to me, I get more joy of producing a show and using South African talent and putting them on stage, because we have world-class talent in the country. And, you know, to take, for example, let's take a Jersey Boys, where it was an all-South African cast, or Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which was an all-South African cast, and seeing them perform equally, if not better, than what you would see on Broadway or the West End, I think is what makes me prouder than presenting an international artist that you know is, you're just promoting it. You're not really producing it.
It's amazing. It's amazing how this country is running. From one hand, we've got all these talents and all this good that coming from people like you, and we've got all the bad that coming from people like them.
we've got to just keep promoting the art, and we're very, very talented people.
Hopefully, what I want to know that do you have any great shows coming in? Something that we must promote for you?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, we had our first show of Cat Stevens last night, and another show this evening where there's a couple of tickets available. We're then in Cape Town, which is going to be beautiful. We've got a cat playing in Kirstenbosch Gardens, which is going to be a fantastic venue for him, I feel. And then in the beginning of next year, I have a fantastic show from Broadway called The Illusionist, which is a mind-blowing magic show featuring seven of the best illusionists in the world. And it's broken all box office records.
Where are you going to present it? Is it going to be in Monte? Is it going to be in what?
Monte Casino.
In Monte Casino.
We're doing mid-February to mid-March in Monte.
Tony?
And then,
sorry, I remember when your mom was still involved at Sun City and you brought that amazing, called Spellbound, I think, with the lions and the tigers many years ago. There's no live animals in the show. It's all illusionists at work.
It's all illusions, although there are doubts. There are doubts, but I can assure you all that no animals will be hurt in the making of this production. But yeah, the days of the tigers and the panthers and the lions and the all of that, those are gone. And I think rightfully so. The conditions I think that those animals were kept in was
horrendous.
Was not correct. But there's 7 illusionists. They come. You'll have a mind reader, you'll have a street magician, you'll have a death-defying stunt. So it's 7 illusionists that basically have honed their own craft.
Now,
it's all in one amazing show.
Great. Tell me, so the illusionist will come when, about?
Mid-February, so from about the 15th of Feb to the 15th of March.
Tony, do they tour as the illusionists? I mean, you didn't have to put it together, different acts.
They tour as the illusionists.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tony Feldman.
We don't put them together.
Tony Feldman, thank you so much for being with us. And hopefully we will always support you because we really support the arts in South Africa. And I think you're doing a great job. And thank you so much for being on my show. My name is Roy Peretz. And... I appreciate
Thanks
you coming.
Thanks for having
on.
Me.
It's absolutely a pleasure. Hopefully next time you're going to come on studio.
In the studio.
If I didn't have an artist in town, I would be there. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you
call.
So much. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers. What a nice guy.
You must meet him.
What a nice...
Get tickets for the illusionist.
Can we get the tickets for Illusionist?
I'm sure we can.
If we can get tickets for the Illusionist, that will be great for us. So, and we're going to... Oh, we've got some more people. I think we're sold out from this perspective. We did sell out. That is home. I think we're sold out. So thank you so much, guys, for participating in this That Is Home thing. The time is now 9:38. And I just want to... I just really want to continue that Gangster Paradise. That I love this song. I don't know why, but I really love this song. And I think we must. I think we are living in Gangster Paradise, whether you like it or not. And whoever thinks we don't, is making a mistake. Like I said, keep your valuables very, very close to your heart because here they come. The time is now 9:45 and we're still in studio 0100-140-3020-061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp number. Our SMS number is 34519 for $1.50. And we've got, I'm sorry, we've still got another one movie ticket to give, another one pair of movie tickets to give. And please use your names too. So Irene will call you a little bit later and would get the numbers from you. You'll have to come and collect those tickets most probably from Sandton City.
They've got to arrive and just give their names. They should be on a list.
Yeah.
Because we'll give the list of the
I'll
names
get,
to
I'll get Irene to call you guys in the morning or maybe Mulligay will call you and she will direct you what to do. Please, we've got another one pair of tickets, so go for it, guys. Don't let it go. It's a beautiful movie. And you're going to be with us. You're going to see the movie with us together. So come. Like I want to say, we talked about Gangster's Paradise from one end. From the other end, you can get stuff for so cheap on auction. So I think an item is valuable for whatever the next guy is prepared to pay for it. I mean, this is a real value of an item. So it doesn't matter. You can put a book value to it. You can put whatever value. I get evaluations. I got a Breitling watch, for instance, the other day. The valuation was 150,000 rands. I think you sold it for like 23,000 rands, Michael.
Well, I can mention to you that being 52 years in this business, I find the cash in the place for you to get a bargain.
Yeah, but I'm not talking only about bargains. I'm talking about what is the value of an item. How do you put value to an item?
It's whatever the next... What people are prepared to, to pay. That's the value of an item.
I saw a Piaget watch, 18 karat gold. They only made three of those. Was sold for 64,000 rand.
Yeah.
The value of the watch was over 1.5 million rand.
Yeah.
In other words,
crazy.
In other words, I never seen a place for executive people to buy something cheap like a Shein. At the auctions, there are some results which for me, it's hard to believe. Absolutely low prices for very, very, very valuable items.
100%, yeah.
Did you see in the paper the other day that Paul Newman's Rolex, the late Paul Newman, a Rolex given to him on an anniversary by his wife, Joanne Woodward, and it went on auction in New York recently, and it sold for millions of dollars.
Yeah. The most expensive Daytona was Steve McQueen's Daytona ever sold. I think it was something like $19 or $20 million. And the idea is here that those guys got so much money. And think about it. Let's say you are the richest guy, really a rich person, like you got $1 billion. What is the difference if you pay 20 or 25 or 35 for some million dollars for something you really want? Something that belonged to your idol. Somebody like Steve McQueen or for that matter, Paul Newman. Yeah.
Well, you've got a lot of amazing cars out there in front of your shop.
Yeah.
Do you sell any of them? And is there
a price? I drive them all.
I know you drive them all. No, every day you've got a different car.
Yeah, that's because of the tzotzis. I've got different cars, so I don't want to be followed. So every day I surprise them with a new car, with another car.
You evade them. Yeah, so you mustn't drive a car more than once. Because I'll follow you if you drive it more than once.
I shall say it only once. I'll drive it only once, yeah.
And every day comes from a different direction also.
Yeah, I promise you. It's actually the truth. I actually drive every day in a different direction. I don't want to be stopped by the tzotzis or by the organized tzotzis, which is the police, yeah.
Tell me something. You also test drive different watches, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what you want to tell.
I tell you, if you see me wearing a watch... But that's a secret between you and me. If you see me wearing a watch, you know this watch I can't sell. People like the watches on my hand, so that's the way I sell
them. So you're a good advert, a walking advert. Didn't you once sell a watch off your hand? Yeah. Some guy liked the watch you were wearing.
Many times.
Okay,
many
you got a good one on today.
I've got a beautiful one. It's a for a year, I couldn't sell it, but when it's on my hand, I sell it. It's a gold, solid gold, a Mont Blanc. Yeah, solid gold with a snakeskin strap.
They also make pens, Mont Blanc.
Yeah, but no, watches are very good watches.
I know.
Mont Blanc are high quality items. And it's got the Star of David at the back, so it's actually a...
It's a Jewish kosher one.
It's a kosher one.
Been bought by the Beit Din.
Well, what I can say as an international auctioneer, if you are an executive, you look for a cheapest place in town. There is no doubt that Cash In has got the biggest variety at the lowest price.
Thank you. We're going to go to our advertisers, and afterwards we'll be back. The time is now 9:50. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember.
The time is now 9:52. I just, you know, it's just such a powerful song. It's such, gives you something, you know.
Roy, I must say, your choice of music is fantastic.
You like?
I love it.
Yeah, me too. But there was one guy that says to me that Let It Be, it has Mother Mary there, and it's not Jewish.
Was the song Jewish?
I mean, the world is really not Jewish.
Mary was Jewish, never mind.
Well, here you go. That's a good answer. Mary was Jewish. So, Roy, did you hear about this bargain in Makro, Anthony? So, Anthony sends a bargain in Makro, like 2 million rands. What is it? 2 million rands? I couldn't even read. It's like 2 million rands, bottle of whiskey. 2 million rand bottle. Ooh, Anthony, buy two for me and one for Peter.
Yes, I have my scotch.
Yeah, I don't drink, but...
You can donate it to charity, right?
Is it?
Yeah, you can raise funds on it. It goes to charity.
You know, for my opinion, songs give you something that...
You remember things. Songs are emotional. And you remember what you did and your mood at the time, where you were... When you were in love, when you weren't in love, when you were at school, songs, you know, define your whole life.
I think you must relate to it.
I think so.
It's a snapshot of your life.
For me, I can't live without my music. It's not my music.
Look, I was going to ask you, Peter, sorry. Yesterday, when you went to the show with Cat Stevens, who were the audience? Must be older people.
It is an older crowd.
The drunk crowd.
Well, there were a lot of them. You see, they serve beer there. And, beer loosens the tongue and loosens inhibitions.
Because youngsters don't know about Cat Stevens.
There were young people there too, but you won't get your Eminem group or your rock and roll group.
Right.
You know, Cat Stevens appeals to a certain segment of the population.
You know, let me tell you something. I liked my parents' song because that's what I heard at home. And my kids really like Cat Stevens because they listen to it in my house. They like Cat Stevens. They like the Beatles. They like, whatever we listened at home because it was always there. You understand?
Here was my first interview for a magazine called Teenage Personality. And that was in 1968. He just released some album. And I must say, it was amazing. I didn't get a chance to meet him this time around, but that was my first interview for this magazine.
Yeah.
And, put me on the way to writing about music.
Is it? You know, I think music is amazing. Arts are amazing. It makes our life difference. It makes our life worth living.
Well, of course.
Think about yourself in the shower without good music.
Now, when you put the music on in the shower, do you have a special speakers or do you go in with your earphones?
No, with my earphones. I won't be able to wash my ears.
Well, and you also get electrocuted, will you?
No, with the new ones, you can actually swim. I've got swimming earphones as well. Yeah.
You're being in the shower, having the water on you, like being singing in the rain, you know?
I've got a small speaker that goes into the shower. I'll show you. I'll show you when you come to me. But the whole house, we made it full of like a music thing, you know.
So do you pipe music throughout your whole house?
Yeah. Right through the house we've got music. So as I enter the house, I can put on my telephone and I can listen to my best music. You know, you go to the Google Music, Apple Music, this music, that music. Just put it on. It's amazing. Not to have music, it's crazy. People go and glue themselves or plug themselves into the TV and... If you plug yourself, at least put to 186 and listen. Look to the porn stars to the porn star show, the South African porn stars. You can look.
They're
at
still
me.
Running it. Are they still showing porn stars South Africa?
For sure. Every Saturday, they're actually showing quite a bit. Every Saturday and Saturday evening as well. So like twice. Then
aren't they promoting it, Roy?
Aren't they?
No.
They're quite a.
It's the first I hear of it.
They wanted to kick us out of here. All right. So before we're going to go out, first of all, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for Mother Mary refers to McCartney Mother isn't religious song. Thank you so much, Katie, for
enlightening us.
Yeah, enlightening us. I didn't know his mother's name, Mary, but thank you so much for listening to my show. I thought you'd never listen to my show, Katie, but thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for listening to us. And, so let's put another one from the Beatles, if you like. This is Here Comes the Sun. And with this song, we're going to say goodbyes to you. So
bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye to everyone. Hope to see you at Cashin Auction.
And guys, have a good Shabbos. The time is now 9:57, and we'll leave you with those nice songs. Day.